الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده على من لا نبي بعده ولا كتاب بعد كتابه ولا شريعة بعد شريعته أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ قال موسى لفتاه لا أبرح حتى أبلغ مجمع البحرين أو أمضي حقبا وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لا يؤمن أحدكم حتى يكون هواه تبعا لما جئت به أو كما قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يا ربي صل وسلم دائما أبدا على حبيبك خير الخلق كلهم جزى الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله Most respected honorable علماء الكرام حفاظ of the Quran brothers and elders Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Every Friday we are exhorted to recite Surah Al-Kahf. And Surah Al-Kahf will serve as a protection for every ummati from one of the greatest fitnas, and that is the fitna of Dajjal. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect every one of us from that fitna of Dajjal. But if we recite the entire Surah Al-Kahf, then the name Dajjal does not appear in the entire surah. No way does it appear. Sometimes you ask an alim, he says, Mawlana, I've got some chest problems. What ayat must we read? So maybe he'll mention certain ayat in which the chest is there. Alam nashrah laka sadrak. Person's got a headache. So they look for certain ayat, لا يصدعون عنها ولا ينزفون. And there is some relationship. But then the question that we ask ourselves, that what's the relationship in Surah Al-Kahf and protection from Dajjal? Because the name Dajjal does not appear in the entire surah. So ulama explain and say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-Kahf makes mention and highlights a few incidents. The first incident is that of Surah Al-Kahf, Ashab Al-Kahf, the people of the cave. The lesson is, إِنَّهُمْ فِتْيَةٌ آمَنُوا بِرَبِّهِمْ وَزِدْنَاهُمْ هُدَىٰ. A group of youngsters worried and concerned for the iman. The mere fact that they had worry and concern, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, I will increase and consolidate that iman. وَزِدْنَاهُمْ هُدَىٰ وَرَبَطْنَا عَلَىٰ قُلُوبِهِمْ. No fitna could penetrate that heart because they had worry and concern. And every incident there is lesson for us. And the third incident that is mentioned in Surah Al-Kahf is the incident that took place between Musa and Khadir alayhi as-salatu was-salam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of this towards the end of the 15th juz of the Quran. It's the 13 line Quran, the second last page. And that incident continues into the first 1.5 pages of the 16th juz of the Quran. So over a few pages, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of this incident. And there is lesson for every one of us in this incident that takes place between Nabi Musa alayhi salam and Nabi Khadir alayhi salam. We normally say it as Khizr alayhi salam. So loosely, if you want to say that, we're not going to say anything is wrong. We know it as Khizr alayhi salam. But if a person wants to speak eloquent Arabic or according to how it is correctly understood, then we will say it is Khadir alayhi salam. So Khadir alayhi salam, he was also a Nabi of the time. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was also a Nabi of the time. What had taken place is lesson for every one of us. Unfortunately, the world we live in is a world of information. And that information that we gain, we receive, we learn, we spend years in expertise, in mastering, in honoring, is the knowledge that is limited to the senses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has blessed us with, the five senses. What a person would see, he would believe. So people see, seeing is believing. What you hear, they say, I heard it firsthand. So a person sees, he hears. These are some of the faculties, the senses, that a person gains knowledge. But all of this is limited. All of it is limited. If I see and I believe, I haven't seen America. Someone may give me the incident of America, maybe I heard about it. But the knowledge of Akhirat is beyond the senses of men. The taqdeer that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has written for every one of us is beyond our imagination. Qiyamah that is going to unfold, that's going to take place in Akhirat, man's intelligence cannot reach to that knowledge. You take a normal human with the highest IQ and you tell him, see, don't give him Quran, Hadith. Tell him, what do you think would be your life after you die? Number one is, you think you'll die. You see, I'm looking from what's happening around. It seems that death is inevitable. But what's going to happen after that? He can't give you any information. That had to be a source of information beyond the five senses that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed us with. And that's where wahi comes into play. That wahi is beyond the senses, beyond the fathom and imagination comprehension of man. That is why the laws that are man-made are always faulting, there's always flaws, and they have to redesign and fashion. But the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from time immemorial, forever, the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be applicable, and the laws of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will remain to perfection. Why? Because it is backed by revelation, divine system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, a prelude to the incident itself. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he was the Nabi of the time. So he was given a khutbah. One day, قام خطيبا في بني إسرائيل. He's giving a lecture to Banu Israel. And there one person asks the question. He says, من أعلم الناس? Who's the most knowledgeable person on the surface of the earth? Nabi Musa alayhi salatu wasalam immediately gave the answer. أنا أعلم. I'm the most knowledgeable. Is the answer correct? Yes. Was it with the permission of Allah? No. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is teaching every one of us a lesson. That the answer is correct. Without my permission, now some tarbiyat needs to be made. Why did you say ana? Unfortunately, a lot of I specialists in the world, I did this, I did that, and I know, and I. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us, that I has to come out. That I did everything has to come out. I can do and I know has to come out of the equation. Everything we have to return all knowledge to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. All knowledge. Unfortunately, when everything becomes I, if someone says anything, you'll have something else to say. Sitting as friends, and anyway, there was some gathering, and one person is saying, ish, you know, the janazah, shukar is locked down now. So by 11, there's no cops on the road. No cops on the road. Anyway, the janazah notice came about 9 o'clock. We had to hit Joburg. So I told my family, hey, we hold on, pack the car. 10:30, we hit the road. Because by 11, the cops are packing up. It's curfew. They have to go home. So now, okay, you went for a janazah. You made it for the janazah. But why you had to say, kasam, flat out 3 hours. Durban, Joburg. The other fellow couldn't take it. You see, 3 hours. Long, man. Well, he stopped halfway or something. See, I did it 2 hours, 20, man. Two flat out, that counter never came down. Now, why you had to say that? Why you can't, someone can't be better than you when every time you want to be better? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Allah protect us. So anyway, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam gave that answer. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants to make little bit tarbiyat now. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, أَنَّ عَبْدًا مِّنْ عِبَادِي بِمَجْمَعَ الْبَحْرَيْنِ هُوَ أَعْلَمُ مِنْكَ. There is one of my servants in the place where the two seas would meet, then he's got more knowledge than you. He's got more knowledge. Allahu Akbar. But Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was the Nabi of the time. And a Nabi is someone who always wants to learn. There's always an opportunity and a window and a reason to learn. He says, Allahu Akbar, I want to go and meet him. Ya Allah, how do I meet him? Where do I meet him? This wasn't in Cape Town, please. It wasn't where the two seas meet. The two seas meet in different parts of the world. You travel the world, there's many places in the world. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam says, Ya Allah, I want to meet this person. How is it that someone's got more knowledge than me? So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed the verses. وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِفَتَاهُ Fatah is his slave boy. Yusha bin Nun, who later on became the Nabi alayhi salam. Later on became the Nabi. So our Ustad, Shaykh al-Hadith, Mullah Fazlur Rahman sahab, so beautifully he said, Pehle khadim bano. First be khadim, then you'll be makhdum. Serve, then you'll see people will serve you after that. But not with that intention, that I want to do khidmat so people can serve me later on. Not with that intention. Solely for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam is telling his slave boy, وَإِذْ قَالَ مُوسَى لِفَتَى لَا أَبْرَحُ I'm not moving from here. حَتَّى أَبْلُغَ مَجْمَعَ الْبَحَرَيْنِ أَوْ أَنْضِيَ حُقُبًا We have to come to this place where the two seas meet. So Allah subhanahu says, Oh Musa, you want to know where the two seas meet? Take a fish, put it into your basket and travel on the coastal line. There'll be a spot where the fish miraculously glows into the water. That's Majma'ul Bahrain. That's the spot. Subhanallah, put the fish in the basket. Now he's traveling and he's going. And it's a cooked fish. We could say it was salted, it was marinated in the basket, ready to eat also. And he's traveling. And as he's going, so he's looking for the spot, where can this place be? فَلَمَّا بَلَغَ مَجْمَعَ بَيْنِهِمَا نَسِيَا حُوتَهُمَا So he put the fish, they're traveling. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was overtaken by fatigue. So he tells Yusha, his slave boy, he says, see, let me take a nap. But you just watch the fish. Ji Hazrat. Definitely I'm going to look at it. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went to sleep. Now this is again taqdeer. The system of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So he went to sleep. He took a nap. In that, then the fish miraculously came out of the basket, which is marinated. And now it's swimming there was a formation of a tunnel. And it's swimming against the stream, the flow of water, into the ocean. So Yusha alayhi salatu wasalam took notice. He says, no, when Musa alayhi salam wakes up, then I'll inform him. So he waited. And then due to the passage of time, he forgot. But what does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala say? Nasiya hutahuma. Both of them forgot. Because Musa alayhi salatu wasalam woke up. Yusha alayhi salam forgot to tell him. They continued on the journey. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala did not say nasiya. He forgot. Nasiya. Both of you forgot. You both forgot. Listen for us. I mean, we all make mistakes. Allah shukr, this bayan is in Shellcross. This is live streaming. Allahu Akbar. Oops, my wife is not listening. So anyway, we're traveling. We're going from Durban to Johannesburg. So we'll phone the family and say, see ya, we're going on this trip. Just make sure you take out this and that of mine, please. Because by the time I come, there won't be enough time. Pack it, okay? Ji. So she took it out, forgot to put it into the bag. We got ready, packed the car, and we're leaving. Here we come, camper down. You put the... Oh, how can you forget? Not how can you forget. When you went to the house, didn't you say, did you put it into the bag? Did you make sure it's... They not phoned you about it. You also forgot. If you didn't forget, you wouldn't have been in the bag. So nasiya. So when she forgets, and she says, hey, I forgot. What you mean you forgot? And when you forget, I mean, son, what's wrong with you? When she forgets, she is not insan. But when I forget, then very conveniently, I mean, son, what's happening? I mean, son also. So Allah subhanahu says, both of you forgot. Nasiya hutahuma. Fattakhadha sabilahu fil bahri saraba. So anyway, they continue on this journey. Let's give an example in South African terms. Example, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam needed to go We'll take the coastal route. Okay, so Majma'ul Bahrain is example. Majma'ul Bahrain example is Balito. Let's say example. It's Balito. That's where is Majma'ul Bahrain. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam travels this entire distance. He comes to Balito example. We say Majma'ul Bahrain. And he's not hungry. But the moment he just leaves Balito, he just leaves. He's at Amshlali after that. He say, hey, you know what? Bhook lagi. I'm feeling very hungry. Where's the food? So the lesson ulama give in this, that the maqsad of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was Majma'ul Bahrain. He traveled that distance to Majma'ul Bahrain. He never got hungry. The moment he passed that spot, then he tells his servant, I'm very hungry. Bring the patkos. I'm very hungry now. The lesson for us, if we live our life for our maqsad, we'll never get tired, we'll never get exhausted. The moment you just pass that line, now you see, you just like, you know, you finished, you're tired, you're exhausted, and you're running in one circle, you're just catching your shadow, you're chasing something, and you just can't get it. So we all have to live for our objective in life, the maqsad, and that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If we live for that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will bless us, serious. There is one of our friends, every Ramadan, his shop is closed from the weekend before. From the weekend before, the shop is closed. He'll open only 2-3 days after Eid. And then he'll say, the barakat that was supposed to come is still to come. Meaning Ramadan I closed, barakat was supposed to come, Allah will send it after Ramadan, you see. It will come. And exactly like that, every year, you know, he's aram, sukoon, he goes for umrah, he does everything, comes back, pays everyone also, gives them their full pay. He says, no, you will go make ibadah, non-Muslims, it's fine, this is holiday, but December give me my time, no problem. But he gives them the holiday and he pays them. And he's enjoying the good life of sukoon, of ease and peace, because he's got yaqeen. Sahaba radiallahu anhum worked to pay the expenses of the day. Today we are working for who? We're working for the people we haven't seen as yet. My great grandson and their children and their progeny we work in. So we are getting tired and exhausting ourselves. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. So anyway, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam on this journey, he says, where is it? So they say, okay, we have to backtrack. قَالَ ذَلِكَ مَا كُنَّا نَبْغِي فَارْتَدَّ عَلَىٰ آثَارِهِمَا قَصَصًا. Let's backtrack. Come on our footsteps. They come to that spot. They say, okay, that's where we took rest. They waited and they saw someone, you know, he was covered, had a shawl. They went to him. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam makes salam. As-salamu alayk. So this person, wa anna bi ardika salam. Who's making salam here? So anyway, they started talking. It was Musa alayhi salam making salam to Khadir alayhi salam. So they exchange a conversation. He says, you the person I came to study by you. I want to enroll into your madrasa. So he says, see, I don't think so, you should enroll in my madrasa. Why? He says, Inni ala ilmin min ilmillah. Allamanihi la ta'lamuhu ant. Wa anta ala ilmin allamakahu la a'lamuhu. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless me with knowledge you don't know about. And he blessed you with knowledge I don't know about. So we can't mix these two, they don't gel. Now what does that mean? Musa alayhi salatu wasalam was blessed with ilmu sharia. Ilmu sharia means the do's and the don'ts. That you are not allowed to kill an innocent person. You cannot drink alcohol. No committing of zina. The do's, the don'ts. Fast in Ramadan. Perform your salah. So there was do's and don'ts. That is sharia. However, Yusha alayhi salatu wasalam, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala blessed him with ilmu takween. Meaning the divine administrative skills of the world. Meaning the administration of this world, divinely, how does everything operate? That is the system of Allah. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opens up to certain selected servants of His. And that knowledge was given to Yusha alayhi salatu wasalam. A simple example for us to understand what's ilmu takween. Real incident that had taken place. So a person, The neighbor made some food and sent a plate, a few tasters of each, to the neighbor and said, "This here is for you." So when the plate came, the mother of the house left it on the kitchen table, went for a shower, came back, and she saw some pieces missing. When she saw that, she called the children, "Who ate?" So he says, "Yeah, mommy, we saw it. We all tasted." "Okay, but why didn't you all wait to ask permission? These are the new recipes. I wanted to taste them before I even make these recipes." And the mother was very upset. And then she looks into all the different varieties that were there. "The one that I wanted to taste, you all finished it. That was the tasty one." And the mother was really upset. And you know, really upset with the children. And the children also could feel it, since mommy is so upset. "Next time must be careful. We can't just eat like that." And the next, by that evening, now you have to phone the neighbor to say, "Hey, Jazakallah so much, sister. You know, you send that platter." Now the mother has to say something like, "Hey, Allah, what you eat is so tasty," although she didn't taste. But now how else do you get the recipe out? She had to say, "Jazakallah, it was so tasty. But, you know, maybe over the phone, can you just tell me what's in the recipe?" So the neighbor is saying, "I put this and I put that and I put this." And she's just listening to the recipe. She puts the phone down. Before the children could sleep, she hugs them. "Bachu, I love you for the sake of Allah. Please make mommy maaf." Children go to sleep. "Mommy, whoa. You shouted us now. They're asking for maaf. Like, what happened? What happened?" So the mother was explaining to the husband, meaning to her husband, she's saying that when I asked the neighbor for the recipe, she had mentioned something I'm allergic to. If I had eaten that, I wouldn't have slept tonight. If I ate that, I wouldn't have slept tonight. So this is the system of Allah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala quickly made the children eat so you could have had a good night's sleep. Things happen we don't realize. Sometimes someone passes away. But why so early in life? He was so young. There's so many other old people. Sometimes the child passes away. Why masoom child now? Shame. He would have had a life in front of him. And many things do happen in life. And then we feel that, why did it happen? Everything happened for a divine reason. Everything happened for a better reason. One more incident and then we'll continue. So there was one father, his son was in matriculated, he did very well. Father, alhamdulillah, Allah blessed him. So he told his son, "See, you just need to pass matric and I'm buying for you a certain car. You just pass matric." So anyway, the son passed, results came and he passed. Father said, "Okay, I'm ordering the car for you." For whatever reason, that car got hijacked within a couple days. Not yet. There's no way of getting that car back. That car was hijacked. So the father is upset and he can't believe how much of money he spent into it. And the money is gone. And just a few weeks later, he made shukr to Allah. "Ya Allah, I don't know how to thank you. The car got hijacked." So someone asked him, "Bhai, what happened? You thanking Allah? Car got hijacked also?" He says, "See, my friend, my son and his clique, all of them got these certain cars. That Saturday night, they went drag racing. There was a major pileup and accident. Few of his friends are in hospital. One passed away. If lucky my son didn't have that car, he would have been in that race also. Because he never had the car, he was feeling bad. He never even go for the race." So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, everything happens for a reason. So anyway, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam asked Khadir alayhi salam, "Please, man." قَالَ لَهُ مُوسَى هَلْ أَتَّبِعُكَ عَلَىٰ أَن تُعَلِّمَنِي مِمَّا عُلِّمْتَ رُشْدًا. "Can I please accompany you? I want to learn with you. Listen, one of the greatest ways of learning from the mashayikh is by going in safar with them. When you're on journey, it's a mobile madrasa, khanka. Everything all the time, you're learning." So Khadir Ali Salatu Salam says, you can't follow me. فَإِنِ اتَّبَعْتَنِي فَلَا تَسْأَلْنِي عَنْ شَيْءٍ. One condition, like every madrasa, you enroll and there's conditions. You have to sign the form. You won't do this, you won't do that. Correct, Mulaadin? So there's conditions for the students also, must sign the forms. So the Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Khadir alayhi salam is saying, you want to enroll? No asking any questions. Not every question requires an answer. That's all. Don't ask me questions. No problem. I won't ask you any questions. Fantalanqa, no problem. So come, you accompany me. Hatta idha rakiba fi safina. Eventually Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, Khadir alayhi salam, they mount a boat or a ship and they need to cross from one point to the other. So these youngsters, they saw Khadir alayhi salam, they say, hey, Hazrat came, Sheikh, they know him. So they say, hey, not for free. I mean, Hazrat, we can't charge you. So you come for free on. You and whoever is with you accompanying for free. So he goes onto the boat. And as they be on that boat, then Khadir alayhi salam, suddenly he, from the hull of the boat, he just speaks on plank and he breaks it. Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, he can't believe it. What are you doing? أَخَرَقْتَهَا لِتُغْرِقَ أَهْلَهَا لَقَدْ جِئْتَ شَيْئًا إِمْرًا. Well, what are you doing? How do you break this plank? These youngsters are innocent boys doing a simple work for a living. You're breaking the ship. He said, what did I tell you? قَالَ أَلَمْ أَنْقُلْ إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَسْتَطِيعَ مَيَّ صَبْرًا. Didn't I tell you you can't manage with me? First warning. Third warning, you're expelled. So first, okay, ma'am. Is it serious? لَا تُعَخِذْنِي بِمَا نَسِيتْ. I made a mistake, but I won't ask any questions. Okay, don't ask any questions. But anyway, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, that was ilmu sharia. If wrong takes place, naturally you have to speak. So they continued, فَانْتَلَقَى حَتَّى إِذَا لَقِيَا غُلَامًا فَقَتَلَى. They saw one youngster playing amongst a group of friends. Khadir alayhi salam goes to one of the boys, he catches him, and he plucks his head out of his body. He actually kills him. Musa alayhi salam is even more flabbergasted. أَقَتَلْتَ نَفْسًا زَكِيَّةً بِغَيْرِ نَفْسِ. I mean, you kill a youngster for no valid reason? How do you do this? قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ لَكَ. First one, قَالَ أَلَمْ أَقُلْ. Didn't I tell you? Second one, did I not tell you already? Meaning harsher words. Don't ask me questions. Maaf, Hazrat, maaf. Second warning, right. There's a written warning. Third one, listen, you expelled. So now, that's Sharia. Now, when you see something wrong, you can't control yourself. You have to speak. So, فَانْتَلَقَى. They continued on the journey. حَتَّى إِذَا أَتَيَا أَهْلَ قَرْيَةٍ إِسْتَطْعَمَا أَهْلَهَا. They came to a village. Because they were travelers and musafir. So they asked the people of the village, please, can you please host us? We need some food. So they said, maaf, we won't be able to host y'all. Things are not too good in our town. So we won't be host. No food, maaf. There's no food over here. فَأَبَوْا أَيُضَيِّفُهُمَا. Suddenly, Musa alayhi salam, Khadir, as they walk in, فَوَجَدَ جِدَارَ يُرِيدُ أَيَّنْقَدَّ فَأَقَامَ. There was a wall just about to collapse. Khadir alayhi salam miraculously put his hand and he picked up the wall. And it back into position, it didn't fall. So Musa alayhi salatu wasalam said, قَالَ لَوْ شِئْتَ لَتَّخَذْتَ عَلَيْهِ أَجْرًا. He, hold on, no doing favors of here. These people never pay us. They never give us food. I think so you send the bill. Don't feel shy. And this is a very, very important ulama. Our senior ulama are dealing with so many cases. Allah protect. Whenever you do any business dealing, ta'asharu kal ikhwan, ta'amalu kal ajanib. Stay like brothers, no problem. Eat, sleep, do whatever you want like brothers. Meet, integrate in community like brothers. Ta'amalu, the moment it's a transaction, kal ajanib, maf. Listen, we'll have to document and write it down. We have to write it down. Senior ulama are dealing with cases of close family members where the father sent the bill to the son, son sent to the father, brother to brother. And because, Papa, but I never know you'll charge me. Yeah, but you'll have to pay. Work was done. But I can't afford it, Papa. Yeah, but that's you came to, for whatever work it was. So whatever it is, sometimes you feel, you know what, I know him, man. We all friends. You know, we go down memory lane. We were playing in kindergarten together. Then you sit in front of his desk and he just gives you that advice. And then when the account, now you're feeling shy, right? Master, asking for a discount, I can't believe, is this correct? Maybe it was for someone else. But so simple, at the time of the transaction, but what's your price? How much do you charge? This is what's required. Is there any fee for it? Be upfront, straightforward from the beginning. From the beginning. So, anyway, Musa alayhi salatu wasalam, we couldn't believe. He says, why are you not taking remuneration for this? What for free? Khadir alayhi salam said, Hadha firaqu baini wa bainik. Listen, that's where we part ways. You go your way, I go my way. Please, you are expelled from this madrasa. Sa'unabbi'uka, but never mind, before you leave, let me tell you what happened. Always remember, you've got ilmu sharia, the do's and the don'ts. Allah bless me with ilmu taqween. I can see, meaning in this world we see cause and effect. I know the cause of the cause. What caused that cause? I even know that. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala opened it to me. Amma as-safinatu. You know that ship, you're asking me why I broke one piece of that plank from the hull of that ship and that boat. Why I did that? You see, what was happening is we were traveling in the direction. Ahead is a king. That king was a very oppressive king. If ever he saw any ship or boat that was intact, then he would usurp, steal and take it away. So I broke that one piece of plank. So that creates a fault and a problem in the boat. When the king sees it, he says, no, this one here is defective. Don't take this one. Let's go see the next one. And that's exactly what happened. That when they came to the king, then the king said, no man, this is not for us. Leave this one. Let him carry on his work. So he said, okay, but that youngster, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَأَمَّا الْغُلَامِ فَكَانَ أَبَوَاهُ مُؤْمِنَيْنِ فَخَشِينَا أَيُرْهِقَهُمَا تُغْيَانًا وَكُفْرًا. That youngster, he was the apple of the eye of his parents. He was, we would say, the blue-eyed boy. His parents would do anything for him. They will walk on their heads for him. Whatever was possible, they will do for the son. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had opened up the future to say, oh Khadir, this boy, if he grows up, he is going to force his parents into disobedience and into kufr. They'll become kufar. Eventually, with whatever he's going to do, they're going to become kufar. So to protect the iman of the parents, let's take the life of this boy away. So we took the life of the boy for that reason. Musa alayhi salatu said, maaf, gustakhi, maaf. I really didn't know all these things. Please, maaf. But one more, what about that wall? Wa ammal jidar. With regards to that wall, the beneath that wall was the treasures of some orphan children. Now that money and treasure was hidden underneath that wall. If the wall fell, the treasures would have been exposed. The people would have stolen that wealth. So I made sure that the wall was erected, put back into place, so the treasures will not be exposed. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala inspired me to do that because the parents of these children, these orphan children, were pious. Due to the piety of the parents, I'll protect that wealth. So we ask ourselves, we all are making an effort, we all are in the same boat. We're making an effort to make sure that the children are really pretty in life when we pass away. We want to make sure they got enough money, they settled, you know, he's got a house, he's got a car, he's got a job, or whatever the case may be. We want to see him well settled in life. But here Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, oh parents, just your piety is sufficient for the protection of your children. That's all we require. Just the piety of the children is sufficient. Remember, al-malu ghadin wa ra'ih. You'll spend your whole life earning the treasures and the wealth of this world for your children. The day your eyes close, they qismat, or we say their taqdeer was not in money, Allah takes it away. How many incidents haven't we seen now in COVID and even till very recent? People who were really living it up, meaning exotic holidays, forget about what the husband was driving. The wife was driving an ex-wife to pick up children from the school. That type of a life. Now, no cars. Meaning the father just got one. He got a Toyota Corolla to move around. Everything had to be sold. All the different branches, not just one, branches all taken away. All in payment of death, or whatever the case may have been. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect, but al-malu ghadin wara'ih. Wealth is not something to remain. If Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala gives today, He can take it tomorrow. But the lesson is the piety is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it was a means of protection. So the lesson in this incident of Musa alayhi salatu wasalam and Khadir alayhi salam is that of knowledge. That Musa alayhi salatu wasalam went in search of knowledge. He went to search knowledge. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give each one of us the tawfiq. We need to understand that our first defense is knowledge. So often isn't it the case when there is a problem, some things are tabled, issues need to be discussed. Mawlana Qassam, I didn't know it's like that. But seriously, that's the Shari'at. No, definitely. Then I make Tawbah. I didn't know. I promise you I didn't know about it. So our first defense is our ilm. When we know something, then automatically it will prick the conscience to say, well, this is not correct. That's the first defense. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each one of us the tawfiq and that ability that we take time, inshallah, to learn from the ulama. We are so, so fortunate in South Africa. You know, you want to know anything, you spoil for choice. Whatever you need to know, whatever you need to learn. Recently, when Hafiz Saab was telling me, he said, Mawlana, one 50-year-old person, he phoned me, he says, Hafiz Saab, you know, I was there for that one program, and they were speaking about the Quran, and when I heard that youngster read Quran, I started crying in my heart. I heard that young boy reading Quran, and I told myself, oh my Allah, what you gonna tell Allah when that youngster is reading Quran in South Africa, you can't read like that. What excuse you got? So he said, Hafiz, please, I need to get my fluency correct in my Quran Kareem. So Allah subhanahu, we are spoiled. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us that ability that we learn the Quran, that we recite the Quran, we learn the ilm of the deen and the sharia of Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala bless each one of us. We blessed with so much of literature, so many madaris, so many institutions, ulama, mashayikh. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us tawfiq. And on that note also, Mawlana Abdul Hamid sahab, Dabat Barakatuhum, will be visiting Shalcross also. Programs will be taking place on Friday. Ladies program, the men's program after Maghrib Salah also. So let us encourage the ladies to participate in the program. And for us, the men, that we also come for these programs. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant each one of us the tawfiq and the ability to take lesson and prepare ourselves for akhirat and for the meeting of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Wa akhir dawana alhamdulillah رب العالمين سبحان الله بحمده سبحانه الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم إنا على ذكرك وشكرك وحسن عبادتك اللهم لا مانع لما أعطيت ولا معطي لما منعت ولا ينفع ذا الجد منك الجد جزا الله عنا نبينا محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بما هو أهله اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا وزدنا علما اللهم زدنا علما اللهم زدنا علما اللهم إنا نسألك إيمانا كاملا ويقينا صادقا اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكيها أنت خير من زكاها أنت وليها ومولاها اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم أعز الإسلام والمسلمين اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما سألك منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وعنا أعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أنت المستعان وعليك البلاغ ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين الحمد لله